This is Rad Radio. It's just like rain on your wedding day. It's not ironic at all. It just sucks. Call the show anytime at 888-989-9811.
A couple of email follow-ups, rad@radradio.com. If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, you got the bonus canine cam during the commercial break. Had a video that went viral of a hippo attacking a safari boat in Africa. It takes a few chomps at the motor and then runs away. But then when you actually Google videos of hippos attacking, we put a few more up there of a hippo attacking three lions that were crossing this waterway.
So cool.
30 hippos attacking one crocodile. And so we had the viral video that led to that. And Gabby wrote in because Kyle asked about hippos eating lions.
Yeah.
And it gives me a chance to address this. She says, I believe hippos are actually herbivores. They don't actually eat lions.
Boo.
They're just aggressive and kill them for territorial reasons. That is basically true, but there are exceptions. Like all these vegetarians and vegans, they occasionally go, ooh, this flesh is good. So maybe that's why the videos are so popular, because you can find them of hippos eating lions. The reverse is much more true. But hippos do attack lions not to eat them. They're very territorial, and they don't like anybody in their water, and so they'll attack the lions. And not only that, they know the lions will eat them.
Exactly.
So yeah. If you've got the army of hippos, which again, that's the first video, or the second video rather, where the hippo... A hippo attacks three lions. He's got a bunch of hippo friends that don't step in. They just let Stan the hippo handle it, and he blows it. The lions get away, and then he has to come back to the hippo wall of shame. They're all like, Stan!
Come on, man.
Now they're going to come back tonight with their friends and eat us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All this talk about lions eating hippos, hippos eating lions. Yeah. I'm curious now if humans eat hippo and if they're really good, because they look like they're big water cows. And I wonder if a hippo burger would be tasty or not.
Now, we do know, as we said, that lions eat hippos, but this would also fall under this heading. We got this email. It says, I don't know how I would send this to you guys, but you should look up this one on YouTube and see if you can get it on the canine cam. The title is Lioness Bites Off Her Cub's Head. Okay. That's all we would need.
Come on.
That's all we would need. I found it. Okay. First of all, this is the problem with this. First of all, it's not uncommon. Lionesses do bite their cubs' heads off for reasons of scarcity of food or family issues within the pack. Like, they're not getting along. That's very, let me see if this lands. That's very Christy Gnome of them.
Oh, nope. Yeah.
No idea.
One person.
Christy Gnome eat a child?
That story.
Yeah, Brandon, do you know it?
Was it the bathtub thing?
No.
Different. Horrifying.
Yeah.
This
Governor
story.
Of South Dakota, for those of you that keep score on your scorecards at home, she's a Republican, who killed her 14-month-old puppy because he was just a problem. He was not trainable. And she said, that's just farm life. And she's doubled and tripled down on it. It's really eerie. And I think it's like one of the few things that could get Trump voters, a few of them, to actually go, yeah, no, I don't think I can stomach this if he picked her as vice president, for example.
I love how she just impugns she includes every farmer and rancher out there. It's just farm life.
Oh, what you do.
Absolutely. You're not a real farmer if you're not just murdering animals. Because in the book where she revealed the story, it's not like somebody found it about her. After she kills the puppy, she walks back up the hill and she realizes, oh, that's right, I got a billy goat I have to randomly kill too. And kills that. Anywho. So, yes, lionesses do kill their cubs sometimes by biting their heads off. Not uncommon. Doesn't happen all the time. They're not mass murderers. But you're missing the point of the canine cam thing. It has to start with a reason. Mm. We're not. How salacious and shocking to just put up videos of animals eating each other. No.
We need a backstory.
There was a viral video just from like 3 weeks ago in Africa where this hippo attacked a boat full of safari goers. Okay. While finding out details on that, other hippos attack it. So we need a lioness attack story for me to then put up the... Because otherwise, I mean, my God. How crass.
We're not shock jockey.
God. Logan wrote in and said, I feel like I'm watching the Animal Planet when watching the canine cam now, as this show has turned into quite the education for animals. Yes, exactly. See, you're also learning about how nature works with the bonus canine cams. Let's get to the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker, it's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker, it's a trivia game. Red pressure.
We got a pair of tickets to see George Lopez at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento Saturday night, September 21st. We're going to do a drawing on Friday morning amongst all winners to upgrade one of you to the front row. And caller 18 is Rhodes. Good morning, Rhodes.
Good morning, Red.
Morning.
Morning, Rhodes.
questions.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then four more to win. Pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done. To give you your score and everyone playing along, the answer is I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say lions and then you say hippos, I have to say oh my and take lions as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Aw, so polite.
We don't know that. For all we know, he's biting the head off of his newborn baby right now. Saying yes, sir, while doing something as horrific as that does not make him polite.
Lord.
So I don't appreciate you jumping to that conclusion. Here we go. True or false?
God, Rob.
Me? I'm not biting the head off a baby. Good Lord. Why do I get impugned? True or false? Unfrosted, the new movie from Seinfeld, is a true story.
False.
What is George Lopez's middle name?
Juan.
Name, what does the T in T-Mobile stand for?
Pass.
What does Zodiac, what Zodiac sign is George Lopez?
Aquarius.
Name the current president of Mexico.
George Lopez.
In 2009, George Lopez hosted a late-night talk show called what?
Late Night with George Lopez.
All right, educated guess, why not? I would give him another one, but it really won't matter since I stumbled over that one first one. It's easier to just roll him over, not do as much work for the next day's pressure cooker. So that was six questions.
You only need five.
Okie dokie. Let's see how he did. True or false, Unfrosted. The new movie from Seinfeld is a true story. He said that is false. Yes. There's like three things in it that are kind of sort of true that are somewhat alluded to or exaggerated in that painfully long hour and a half on Netflix.
It's kind of cute.
Which is the overwhelming most watched thing on Netflix. Again, what they haven't released yet, because we were talking about this last week, I think related to something else, is how long people are viewing it. How many, like, I watched the whole thing only for professional reasons. I wanted to check out after 20 minutes. I was dying.
Well, after it really got slow, because it did, I felt it was good and then got terrible and then picked up again a little bit. Ugh. I had to see it through. I mean, I my husband and I kind of thought about when it kind of started getting slow, but no. We had chuckled a little so much that we're like...
Well,
I mean, yeah, there were a lot of chuckles, and then they went away because just it did slow down. And then that dumb ravioli.
Yeah. That was
that,
it.
That came.
That was that the was, scene. The lost dog.
Honestly, it really did. I'm like, no.
What is George Lopez's middle name? Hey, at least he said something. He said Juan. I mean, if you're gonna go see George Lopez, you should know his middle name, right?
Alex.
Edward. What? George Edward Lopez, born in 1961 in Mission Hills, California.
That's close.
Now this was an interesting one. We asked, what does the T in T-Mobile stand for? And he said pass, which is odd because pass begins with a P. Not a T.
Telephone?
Technology.
Telecom. Telecom mobile. You're mobily telecomming. By the way, this question, well, a lot of people want the behind the scenes. How did this come up? This question came up while I was watching an interview that Jerry Seinfeld did promoting his Unfrosted movie, which that, doing the research on that, watching those interviews was far more entertaining than the actual movie was. But he did this rant on, I think it was on Fallon, and as I was watching, I go, oh, that's a good pressure cooker question.
Somebody called me the other day, cell phone call drops, friend calls back, says, I don't know what happened there. You know how people do that? I don't know what happened there. Yeah, no one was hoping or expecting that maybe you could explain a random micro glitch in an infinitely complex global telecommunications network. Just fall back and go, you were saying. That's all.
I don't know what happened there. Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. Like, I'm going to go, what do you mean you don't know what happened? You were on the call. You heard us get cut off, and now you claim to know nothing about it. I think you know exactly what happened there. Who are you covering up for? T-Mobile? What's the T stand for? Thievery? Treachery?
See? And I said to myself, what does the T stand for? And a pressure cooker question was born. We asked, what zodiac sign is George Lopez? He said Aquarius. At least he said one. He was born on April 23rd.
Taurus.
Yes, he works for Ford. Name the current president of Mexico. I think it was at this moment he realized he had no chance because he said George Lopez.
No idea. Señor Lopez.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador is the current president of Mexico. Yeah. Duh. And in 2009, George Lopez hosted a late-night talk show called what? Did he say Late Night with George Lopez?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good guess.
Esta noche con Jorge Lopez?
The George Lopez Show.
It was simply called Lopez Tonight. And it made it a whopping 2 years on TBS.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Ouch. Wow, you can't even get a third year on TBS, George.
Maybe he pulled the plug.
Hot cha to you. Yes.
He got
yes.
busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, made too many pesos.
Touring and stuff.
Our contestant got one right.
Uno.
Yes, Uno. El Correctio.
No bueno.
No bueno. Your next chance to win George Lopez tickets. We will play Master of Movies at 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.